Tonight's game is brought to you by Murphy's Bakery, home of the turnover. Austin Trammell, right wing. Skip pass to the left wing to Hines. Dribbles once, feeds it back over to Trammell, and he can't bring this one in out of bounds. Turnover, Hatchets. 4:46 left in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Reese leading. BetX yet to score. Cody Piak bringing it up. Piak, 5'9", senior guard, point guard for this squad. Everyone else pretty much over 6 feet tall. Archie Nayert, right wing. He's over 6 foot. He goes up, and good defense there by BetX's Ben Sutton. And it's no good. Rebound, BetX. Austin Trammell on the go, down to the left block, and dribbles back out. Nothing going. 4:20 left in the first. Now Morneau has it. He tries down the lane. Over to Messing. Dribbles nonchalantly. Picks it up. Back up to Trammell, top of the key. Trammell, he likes to dribble. Passes it off to Hines. Goes down to the lane. Down to Messing, right block. Dribbles, and it's off the shoe of Archie Nayert.
What I like about Austin Trammell is that he's got a real quick move to the hoop and everything, but he's going to have to find a way to elevate and get that nice patented shot of his right off.
Bailey Hines underneath his own basket for BetX, inbounding this one into Trammell, left wing, against Piak at the free throw line, over to Time Morneau, right wing. He dribbles down to the baseline and back out at the right elbow. On the give and go to Bailey Hines. This one's no good, and out of bounds, Reese Ball. 3:53 left in the first, still 4-0, Reese leading.
If this is going to happen for the Hatchets, they're going to have to get on transition and what they do on defense. Try to make this into an 84-foot court game.
Here is Cody Piak against Trammell, left wing, feeds it down to Van Petten. And he goes up for the basket, no good. Rebound, Ben Sutton for BetX. Time to Morneau. Drives down the lane and draws the foul against Archie Nayert. Are they saying Archie Nayert or are they saying, nope.
They said Tony Bentley.
Number 11, Tony Bentley with the foul. His first, team's first. Substitutions for Reese. They sit down Archie Nayert as well as Bentley. Number 10 comes in for Reese. Drew Breckelsbauer as well as number 4, Andrew Jasmine. Messing, the freshman, can't hang on to it on the inbounds and dribbles out of bounds. That's the fourth turnover for BetX. Reese has 4 points. BetX, nothing. 3:20 left in the first. Piak brings it up right to left across your radio. To Van Petten, right elbow. Piak, free throw line jumper. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Reese, and we have a whistle. Fouls against number 12, Tommy Morneau. 2 quick fouls for him. BetX's second team foul.
Looks like Tommy Morneau is going to be going to the bench.
There's a couple substitutions here for BetX. Number 21, Tyler Labor, and number 11, Jared Brown. Sitting down is Messing and Morneau. Piak from the right block, no good. Rebound still loose, and we have an over-the-back call against Reese, number 23, Jared Schrader. His first. And Reese's second team foul. 2 fouls apiece for both teams. As BetX trails 4-0 to the visiting Reese Rockets.
3 minutes to go. The quarter's going pretty fast.
Austin Trammell, top of the key, against Piak. Reese in a man-to-man. Over to Labor. He drives down the baseline from the left side. Wide open for the layup. Misses it. Rebound Ben Sutton, and he is fouled on the way up. And he's going to line for 2 shots. Ben Sutton with the hustle play there. He's going to be rewarded with 2 free throws. As the foul goes against number 33, the point guard, Cody Piak for Reese. Team's third. Ben Sutton's first free throw, the righty is up. And no good off the front of the back of the iron. It bounces out to the right. 1 shot remaining. BetX still trying to get on the board. They trail 4-0 to Reese. This free throw looks good and is good. Second free throw is good, and BetX is on the board. It's a 3-point game, 4-1. Rockets over the Hatchets. 2:40 left in the first quarter. Piak. To number 23 for the long jumper, top of the key. It is good. Jared Schrader's in the book with 2 points. 6-1. Reese leads. 2:30 left in the first. And right down the lane, Austin Trammell. with the layup in transition. 6-3. As Van Patten goes down to work on the left block, this one's no good. Rebound by Breckelsbauer. He misses that one. Ball still loose, brought in by Piak. And he tripped, and they're going to say he traveled with it out of bounds. So that will be the third turnover for Reese. As now another substitution for Bannex, number 23, Devin Jurgis comes in. He replaces Ben Sutton. So out there for Bannex right now, Austin Trammell, Jared Brown, Bailey Hines, Devin Jurgis, and Tyler Labor. Labor at the right elbow kicks it out to Jared Brown. He drives into the free throw line. Bailey Hines now drives into the free throw line, down to the baseline, in for the layup and two. Nice penetration by Bailey Hines, gives him 2 points, and it's a one-point game, 5-6. But Reese drives right down to the lane, Andrew Jaspin in for 2 points. It's now 8-5, back to a three-point game. Suddenly, Bannex's offense is firing up. Jared Brown, top of the key against Piak, drives down to the lane, kicks it out to the right corner to Tyler Labor. He drives in just outside the block for the jumper, and this one's good. Back to an 8-7, one-point game, a minute 20 left in the first. Reese leads by a mere point. Piak over to the left block. Up to top of the key. Number 23 for another at this point. Three-pointer. This one's no good. Schrader. Rebound Austin Trammell in transition over to Tyler Labor. He can't bring in the pass. Kicks it out to Bailey Hines for three from the right wing. No. Rebound. Long rebound goes to number four, Andrew Jaspin, for Reese. He goes up for the layup, but this one's good. Jaspin with 4 points. It's now 10-7. Reese by three. Tyler Labor, right wing, 45 seconds left. Bailey Hines on the runner from the right block. It's good, and he is fouled going to the line for one shot. Bailey Hines driving to the lane, and he's being rewarded. Fourth team foul against Reese. And the second foul against number 23, Jared Schrader. So he sits down. Number 11 for Reese comes in. That's Tony Bentley. He started the game. At the line for one, Bailey Hines trying to tie this up at 10 apiece. Free throws up, no good. Rebound, Devin Jurgis. Hines, left block, feeds it in to Brown. He can't bring in that pass. That's the fifth turnover for Bannex. And here comes Van Patten with the layup, no good. Rebound, Tyler Labor. 30 seconds left, in transition. One-on-one, goes up, and he avoids contact from Piak, but it goes out of bounds. And last touched by a white jersey, Reese Ball, 90 feet from their own hoop.
Yeah, there really hasn't been anything on the outside. They're just driving. Everyone's finding little crevices in the lane.
Derek Geiger replaces Bailey Hines now for Bannex. Mark Krug not afraid to use his bench.
This is, like I say, this is a game that the Hatches really have nothing to lose. Just let it all out right now.
Reese taking his taking their time. Franklin McKenzie, your new point guard, at the left block, feeds it into Van Patten. And we are going to have a held ball here as number 11 for Bannex, Jared Brown, got a handle on it, and it is possession arrow Reese. 8.8 seconds left in this first quarter, 10-9, Reese by 1 point. Substitution for Reese, number 23, Jared Schrader comes back in. He replaces Andrew Jaspin.
Jasmine had two quick buckets.
Feeds it into the left corner to Van Patten. Back out to 23 Schrader. Back to top of the key to McKenzie. He gets the runner on the give and go. No good. And that is how the first quarter will end. 10-9. Reese leading by 1 point on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, second quarter action.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
Hatchets.